Hello everyone, welcome to Q&A. First participant is Melanie. I will unmute you now. Hello Melanie, how are you? Hello Melanie, can you hear me? Melanie is not here. Okay. So I will mute Melanie and I will unmute, I don't know who was Trinity. Okay, Lena. Hello, hi. Lena, can you hear me? Hi, how are
yes,
you?
I'm very good.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I feel like I've been dealing with some tension in my forehead, and especially at night when I'm sleeping. I don't know if this is connected, but I dream a lot about spirits. My heart is pounding right now, and it's almost like my forehead is like it's tense all the time. The muscles are like in my forehead is like bunching up all the time, and I can't relax. And my whole face at times I realize it's like tension. Like,
okay.
So I don't know if there's aggression in my gums or what it is. And I actually do feel kind of mind controlled, and I feel like I'm in the victim role, and I feel shame and all those things.
Okay, let's check with the head. What is the level of intensity?
Well, it doesn't hurt, but it's like maybe a 6. I don't know. It's just now I get stressed from it. I feel stressed from it because I know it shouldn't be like that. I should be able to relax, but
okay,
I'm not.
Just, okay, let's start. Let's do something, and it's for all of us. Focus on that part that creates the intensity. Just focus and be in that. Just feel it. And say, I'm so sorry you can't order tension to go.
I'm so sorry I can't order. You can't order tension to go.
I'm so sorry you're not aware that you are God, you are sovereign, you are free.
I'm so sorry you're not aware that you are God, you're sovereign, you are free.
I'm so sorry you don't order to claim your sovereignty now.
I'm so sorry you don't claim to order your sovereignty now.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the first thought that came to your mind? Feel that.
I black out and I just want to cry and I feel very sad, and I'm holding my hand over my mouth like I can't talk. I have to be quiet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry you believed you can't talk.
I'm so sorry you believe you can't talk.
I'm so sorry you had to be quiet to survive.
I'm so sorry you had to be quiet to survive.
Okay, so let's bring that lifetimes when where you were a kind of you have to be very, very quiet. Okay, some abusive action, you had to hide somewhere like in closet or some dark place and had to really be quiet, polite. Like I'm bringing them, it's for all of us, by the way. Okay, bringing them all. Okay, and you witness some kind of torturing, some kind of bad things to your, who was it, loved ones, okay, right? Bringing all souls who were involved in that actions to the highest level, wow, it was agreements. clear. Fear, okay. And that is the fear of they will see you and then they will persecute, they will torture, like all those fears. Okay, fear implants, clear now. They're more powerful than me. Okay. Oh, let's bring that. They are more powerful than me. Okay. Like I'm poor. Okay. And just be in your body. Feel that. Oh, I'm poor. I'm not capable to defend. I have to be shy. Yeah. And shivering, freezing and shock. Let's bring that shock up. Bring that shock up. Light. Here. Clear. Okay, show me your memories. Okay, let's doing cellular memories and records to those, to that lifetime. You're experiencing that shock, that trauma, and all lifetimes you carry that, carry over. Aha, like, okay, trauma of, yeah, like. Clear. Okay, becomes present. Yes. Okay. Energies from your body. Okay, now you can go home. Clear. Yeah. Okay, come home. And this, no, it's not your body. You don't have to be scared to hide anymore. Wake up. You're free to go. How is now?
It actually feels like I'm being hung. My head is back and there's something in my throat. Mm-hmm. And I feel something down in my, I don't know what you even call it, like feel my parts.
Okay, let's focus on your throat. Okay. So everywhere where you were choked with your own tongue, let's bring that up. Light. Uh-huh. Okay. And when we did that to others, like somehow. Uh-huh. Okay, let's bring that up to those traumas. Clear light. Uh-huh. What is the value in not speaking the truth? Not being in your sovereignty, not having enough strength and courage to defend your sovereignty, your freedom, your light. Okay, everywhere where you like sold your light to some kind of material game, and because of fear, okay, light, and you're punishing yourself, blaming yourself, whatever, light. clear, light. How is now?
Feel much better. Feeling calm.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. No problem. I will just mute you. Okay, Trinity. Hello, Trinity. Hello. Something happened.
Trinity. Okay,
sorry,
I have two little boys, so they're trying to be quiet.
Okay.
So I was hoping you could help me. I'm having some pain in my chest. I was trying to stay in a relationship that I don't think I can stay in. And whenever he has a lot of energetic interference, and whenever he and I communicate, there's a lot of hooking.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Just bringing something quick. Okay, bringing Wautos agreements between two of you that you will abuse each other, that you will play that game with each other, like clear, and all his energies is clearing from your field. That is actually good. When you clear your partner's energies or your patients, if you're a doctor, or of your abusers, if you experience trauma from your field, that makes difference. Oh, we didn't check the intensity. But never mind. How is now?
It has lessened. When I woke up this morning, it was a 10, mm-hmm. and I couldn't.
Okay.
I was hurting so much. And then when we started the class today, it brought it down to about a 6. And right now it's still at about a 5.
Okay.
But I thought maybe I had to go to the hospital for a minute. Because it took me a minute to realize what it was. So
okay, just be in your chest now. Be in your chest and feel it. And what do you feel? What is the first word it comes to your consciousness when you feel it?
I feel hooks. I feel like I feel like I'm not worthy.
Yeah, cool. Just so you give yourself compassion and say, I'm so sorry you feel you're not worthy.
I'm so sorry you feel you are not worthy.
I'm so sorry you feel you are damaged.
I'm so sorry you feel you are damaged.
I'm so sorry it hurts so much.
I'm so sorry it hurts so much.
I'm so sorry you cannot breathe.
I'm so sorry you cannot breathe.
I'm so sorry pain is choking you.
I'm so sorry pain is choking you.
I'm so sorry you had to close your heart to survive.
I'm so sorry you had to close your heart to survive.
I'm so sorry it hurt even more.
I'm so sorry it hurt even more.
I'm so sorry you don't open your heart now.
I didn't get the last one. I'm so sorry you don't open your heart now.
That's it. Just open it, just like release all those walls and allow your divine spark from your heart to soothe you, to love you, to nurture you, to calm you. Yeah, it is you. You are divine being. Okay, light. Clear. Okay. All of those disturbances. Okay, who put it there? Let's clear those. Out of agreement that you will experience yourself in that way, that you will be allowed, give your power to dominant patriarchal male energies, that you will allow yourself to be bite by an alien. Yeah, okay,
I see an octopus.
Yeah, okay, light. And shame, shame, you have to be shamed, you're not capable, you're not enough, you're guilty, all of the bad stuff, you're shaming, shame of you, and all of those voices that does not use, just bringing up from all our fields, you shame on yourself, shame on you, like, and bringing the implants, this kind of implant in, that keeps that trauma and abuse in our system. Let's clear that. Okay, creative energies just like to flow, and from power center, release all dominate patriarchal energies that interfere with your own field. Clear. Okay, reconnect. Merkaba star, activating the pillars. Okay, how is now?
I'm just seeing the faces of the different women that he keeps bringing in. They just are flashing.
Okay. So okay. Let's bring all those women he keeps whatever do with him, and when you play that role of the man who did that, wow, so agreements between all of you clear, and all their energies just. These women's energies just release your body. Just release. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
It makes me sad to know that I was a predator that way. I see him as predatory, and I must have been that way too.
Well, we all play the three roles. So let's bring those. Okay, all predators' roles you played in your you like sexual predators. Well, you're not the only one. We all did that. Okay, light. Yes, and that is shame from that. Okay, light. Clear. And anytime from all life, time, space, dimensions, realities, you abused your sexual power, or you were abused in that sexual way, okay, and those organs were used, it's for all of us, were used like a portals of manipulation, and this perpetuating drama consciousness, like in that light, and ceiling, clear. How is now?
Thank you. It's a lot better. It's down to like a 2 or a 3.
Okay, just yeah. Say, I'm so sorry you don't believe miracles are possible for you.
I'm so sorry you do not believe that miracles are possible for you.
I'm so sorry you believe if you suffer enough that he will love you more.
I'm so sorry you believe that if you suffer enough, he will love you more.
I'm so sorry you gave all your power to him.
I'm so sorry you gave all your power to him.
I'm so sorry you're afraid. How will you live without him?
I'm so sorry. You're afraid. How will you live without him?
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
I took his power too.
Yeah, of course. He did it. We all did it. Okay. Now you will just call your power back from all lifetime space dimension realities, from him, from your people. Okay, life. Yeah, okay, clearing. Okay, and grounding. How is now?
Better. Thank you.
Cool. Okay, no problem. You're welcome. Eileen. Hello, Eileen.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Building off of what you've been doing with other people, the first thing was, I can believe in miracles conceptually, but I can feel a really big block of letting them actually come in physically. So, you know, the weight coming off with grace and ease, my heels really healing.
Okay.
The ones that are really high are my family and marriage healing and my daughter's scoliosis.
Yeah, okay. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry, blocks are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry, the blocks are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry, you're not aware what blocks you.
I'm so sorry, you're not aware what blocks you.
Okay. I'm so sorry you're not aware what is your biggest fear.
I'm so sorry you're not aware what is your biggest fear.
Okay, tune into that. What is your biggest fear?
When I try to do that, my stomach just blows up, but in a weird way, like if I was overweight, say like I was pregnant, it's blowing up on the bottom part in a really weird way, just very odd.
Yeah, okay, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you experienced enormous pain.
I'm so sorry you experienced enormous pain.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of enormous pain.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of enormous pain.
I'm so sorry you had to disconnect from your heart to survive.
I'm so sorry you had to disconnect from your heart to survive.
I'm so sorry you had to hide to survive.
I'm so sorry you had to hide to survive.
I'm so sorry you are afraid to see what caused you that enormous pain.
I'm so sorry you're afraid to see what caused you that enormous pain.
I'm so sorry the defense mechanism in you is stronger than your freedom.
I'm so sorry the defense mechanism in you is stronger than your freedom.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to see what caused you tremendous pain now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to see what caused you tremendous pain now.
Okay, what happened?
This is just me. So this is like a superstition-ish thing. When I noticed when you started the class, you're having us call forth blocks, or like, I'm sorry, you won't see where the implant is or whatever. Right. But I kept thinking, have us call forward how to clear it too. So that's what I sensed when you were just, it's like, I feel like I won't let myself see it because I don't know how to clear it. So why bring the demon into the room when you can't clear it?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry you believe you're powerless.
I'm so sorry you believe you're powerless.
I'm so sorry you believe demons are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you believe demons are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to clear all demons from your field now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to clear all demons from your field now.
I'm so sorry you don't order all demons and aliens to leave your stomach area now.
I'm so sorry you don't, I already forgot what you said.
Order, you know, order.
Yeah, that's the block.
You know, I'm so sorry you don't order.
I'm so sorry you don't order all demons to leave your stomach area now.
I'm so sorry you don't order all alien energies to leave your body now.
I'm so sorry you don't order all alien energies to leave your body now.
I'm so sorry you forget that you are more powerful than any fear.
I'm so sorry you forget that you're more powerful than any fear.
Yeah, what is valuable to keep yourself stuck in believing that, you know, they are more powerful from you or whatever. How do you feel now?
I feel something shifting, and I do remember reading in your document that what are you getting from victimhood? What is it? How is it serving you? And I had written down, if I'm not connected to light, I won't be killed. I won't be burned. So stay a victim, stay small, you know, and I know all that conceptually, but I
okay, just, let's bring that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain my frustration as I know all this conceptually, but I cannot seem to.
Okay. Let's bring that up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Let's bring that up. From all lifetimes, place, immense realities, you were tricked to, you were tricked, you were deceived, and the victimizer, drama consciousness program was installed in your consciousness. You know, show me that lifetime. It's for all of us. Now we are going into the depth. Okay, show me. What happened? Okay, light, like bring that lifetime. Okay, light. That, okay, pain, torturing, extreme torturing. Okay, female energy, light workers, okay, witchcrafts, being hanged, being tortured, being persecuted, being murdered, just be in your body, okay, like bringing all traumas up, bring all trauma up from the body, okay, light, clear, okay. Okay. How is now?
I feel like I want to protect the other listeners, but I have to say it, so I will.
Okay.
What I got was some kind of a lifetime with the type of torture was so multi-level, so intricate, and so painful that we literally were fragmented, not just drawn and quartered, which was medieval, but like, I can't say it out loud, but just imagine every way to dissect body, but while the person's alive. And so that fragmentation is why I'm not able so far to
let's
get
bring that up.
To connect, to take force.
Okay, let's bring
I'm literally all over the place.
Yeah, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry they cut off your body.
I'm so sorry they cut off and apart your body.
Yeah. I'm so sorry they cut off and apart your soul as well.
I'm so sorry they cut off and apart your soul as well.
I'm so sorry you begged them to kill you, but they didn't want.
I'm so sorry you begged them to kill you and they wouldn't.
I'm so sorry the pain was unbearable.
I'm so sorry the pain was unbearable.
I'm so sorry they sucked out all your light.
I'm so sorry they sucked out all your light.
I'm so sorry you disconnected completely from your light.
I'm so sorry you disconnected completely from your light.
I'm so sorry they won.
I'm so sorry they won.
I'm so sorry they turned you into them.
I'm so sorry they turned you into them.
I'm so sorry you became their slave.
I'm so sorry you became their slave.
I'm so sorry you did bad things for them.
I'm so sorry you did bad things for them.
I'm so sorry you were empty body.
I'm so sorry you were an empty body.
I'm so sorry you are scattered all over the place.
I'm so sorry you're scattered all over the place.
I'm so sorry you forget.
I get all time, dimension, space, and reality. That's how far the scatter.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's bring those scattering. Okay, let's bring those lifetimes and soothing. And yeah. Okay, all pain, all grief. Just bring it up, all grief. Being your body and grief, yeah. And cannot, unforgiveness. Cannot forgive yourself, cannot forgive them. And all people who were you tortured, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Cannot forgive you. Okay. Light. Wautus agreements. Yeah. Clearly. Now you know what happened. Now. Okay. Wautus agreements that you'll never ever forgive yourself. Clear. Light. Clear. Okay. Okay, reconnect with your heart, let the compassion and loving compassion of your heart clear and love the wounded part of you and call them and love your enemies. How can you love your enemies? Well, you were the one as well. You know how you became so wounded and so disconnected and so evil. Yes, it's just been new body. It's removing now all grief, sadness, and punishment. And wow, those agreements that you will never ever use your power again. You will never ever be full, you know, be whole. You cursed your body. You cursed your soul. You cursed yourself. Clear. Okay. Let's bring those contracts, indigo tree contracts, all mission that is finished. On earth is over, and that you will save. Your duty is to save others. Okay, no, it's not your duty. That contract is cleared and released now. Clear, release. Okay, show me. Oh, yes. Just say your name.
Eileen, Tracy O'Keefe.
Okay, now all your parts come back home. Yes. You now have the trace. I know people. Now you're liberated. You're free. You can go home to reconnect with your soul. Okay, lightly. How is now?
I feel much more aligned, you know, much more come back together. And yeah. I had written survivor's guilt, and then you ended up saying whatever you said about having to save other people. So I was thinking, how can I allow a miracle for myself when I've done all that because of what was done unto me? So that part's still a little weak as to how can I receive a miracle when they all were not getting to.
Yes, okay, cool. So that is negative polarity working on you. So everywhere where negative polarity was working on us, okay, how can I be happy when my daughter is disabled, or how can I be rich when there is so many poor people? Okay, show me all negative polarities that are affecting our field. Uh-huh, and preventing us to experience joy, experience fulfillment. Clear, and without those agreements that we will allow that negative polarity stop us, it's actually this mechanism, victim-victimizer mechanism, shining our light, clear. You have to be joyful, because when you are joyful, you're bringing more joy into the world, okay? And everywhere where we believe we have to suffer to save our loved ones, well, it's false. It's all victimizer and religious programs that is running us. And this redemption, we have to redeem our sins, whatever, lie. Clear, light. Wow. Cool.
Mm-hmm. I hate to be greedy, but there's a couple more that are really strong. That redemptive word, there's something really strong on, we have to redeem. And then the other one was, this whole concept of our discernment and aligning to God and being wise, God, higher power, whatever people call it, that's our gut instinct, our discernment, our solar plex. So a phrase that was said over us is the Tracy gut. That's my maiden name, last name. And there's this digestive problem all the time, liver cancer, overweight, obesity. So there's something I'm getting about the gut physically being all attacked and diseased, mm-hmm. Getting in the way of our gut instinct, our discernment, our wisdom, our first brain that allows us to be aligned and wise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, show me all implants.
That's so strong. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that is really mm-hmm. strong.
Just feel it. All implants that stops you from connecting with your heart, with your and unifying your mind and heart, and these three lower chakras. All fear, ancestral fear, instinctual fear that are stuck in our lizard brain and also in our guts. Okay, bring those fears from all lifetime space dimensions realities. Just feel it and bring it out. Bring it out. Light. Okay, who's holding that? No. Uh-huh. Like protection. Wow, those agreements between that. Okay, now clear. Uh-huh. Fear of liberation. Fear of your being stepping in your power. Uh-huh. Light. Fear of showing up, fear of sharing your gifts, fear of being who you truly are. Clear. All fears. Fears, uh-huh, okay, light, uh-huh, light, okay. Yeah, the energy will keep moving, you know? So,
yeah, it's like really at least. It was huge.
At least, yeah. Okay, thank you, Eileen. Have a great day, and let's go on. Maria Austria. Okay, Maria Austria. Hello, Maria. Are you here? Hello, how are you? Oh, I cannot hear you. Something is disconnecting. I'm sorry, Maria. I cannot hear you. Some like a connection is low.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better. But
I'm now.
It's a really bad connection. Now, try now.
Uh-huh. Yes, okay. Now it's better.
Yeah, it's better. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh, it's not perfect.
But the main thing that now, okay, I have allergies, if you can work on my allergies.
Where is it in your body and what is the level of intensity?
My lungs, I can't breathe. I have seasonal allergies, yeah. And it's about...
Okay, focus on your lungs now. and say, I'm so sorry, you cannot breathe. I suppose you said, I'm so sorry, you're allergic to yourself.
I'm so sorry, I'm allergic to myself.
Okay, just be in your lungs. And what is the first thought that comes to you? I cannot hear you. Can you repeat? I couldn't hear you. Maria? The energy shifted, but Maria is not okay. Sorry, Maria. Hello.
Can you hear me now? I can hear you. Can you
yes,
hear
me? How is now? How is now your lungs?
It's still congested because I can feel it in my breath. I'm taking very deep breaths.
Okay, focus on your lungs. Focus, just be in that pain. What is the level of intensity?
7.
Okay, focus on that. Focus on that. And what is the emotion you feel? You're afraid.
I'm afraid, very afraid that this is going to kill me. I'm going to die.
Yeah, okay, just focus on that and said fear, that fear. Fear of death, fear of death.
Fear of death, fear of death.
Panic. I cannot breathe, cannot breathe.
I cannot breathe.
It's pressure.
It's pressure.
I cannot breathe. Panic.
I cannot breathe. Panic.
Fear.
Fear.
It is not personal. And I'm willing to experience it now. Okay, just be in your body. Breathe. Okay, just breathe and say, save that grief. I'm not good. I don't deserve to live. Sadness.
I want to die. No, I don't want to die.
Loneliness.
Abandonment.
It is not personal. And I'm willing to experience it now. Breathe. Just breathe. I'm so sorry. Just repeat in the third person. I'm so sorry you don't open your heart now.
I'm so sorry you don't open your heart now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow light from your heart to clear your fears now.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, now the light from your heart is spreading through your lungs. It's clearing the fear. It's enlightening. your light is more powerful than any fear, and your life force is enhancing. You're connecting now yourself with your higher self, and the light from your higher self is pouring through your crown chakras, unifying your lungs, your heart, your power center, connecting you with the Mother Earth. The nurturing, loving energy from Mother Earth is bouncing back and clearing any fear. Okay, and soothing, nurturing, loving your whole body. Your whole body is nurtured, it's loved. And peace, bringing you peace. You are peace. You are peace. You are unconditional love. You are peace. You are peace. You are peace. And spreading, expanding the light. And you, your soul is expanding. It is in body. It's expanding. You're connecting with a higher self. Okay, all from all around you. You're surrounded with your light. And you're 12D platinum pillar is activating, and repelling all anti-life energies. Your God, your sovereign, your free light. Okay, how do you feel?
A lot of sadness.
Just let it go. Feel it. Say, I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're so sad.
I'm so sorry they abandoned you.
Sorry, abandoned.
I'm so sorry. You do not allow your heart to clear your sadness now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your heart to clear your sadness now.
I'm so sorry you cannot feel the love of your heart.
I'm so sorry you cannot feel the love of your heart.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. And it is at a holding that, it's not your power, it's okay to go, just go. Okay, everything what is released, it is released directly to the light, just go, light. Okay, it's not your, Mother, Father's energy from your heart, all perpetrators, all siblings, the past life trauma, your ancestral trauma, it's released, it's not you. And, okay, just say your name, Maria, connecting. How is now? Hello.
Hi.
Okay, Maria.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's better now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank Maria and Eileen Estes. Hello, Eileen.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm a victim, I could say, of chronic illness, chronic bacteria, okay. Chronic viruses, and cancer, and it's a real mess. But I don't know if I have a number on it right now. Right now, I'm actually pretty good after calling two healers yesterday and stuff. But when you were working with Maria, breathing is one of my problems. So. Okay. I'm just used to not being able to breathe, and I've got, I take inhalers, and I'm full of toxins from the inhalers, and when you asked Maria for the first thought or something, and she said fear of death, yes, I have that also. I'm afraid I'll die if I breathe.
Okay, focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you're a victim.
I'm so sorry you're a victim.
I'm so sorry your life force is depleted.
I'm so sorry your life force is depleted.
I'm so sorry you tried everything, but nothing works for you.
I'm so sorry you tried everything, but nothing works for you.
I'm so sorry God abandoned you.
I'm so sorry God abandoned you.
I'm so sorry you don't know why you deserved to suffer so much.
I'm so sorry you don't know why you deserve to suffer so much.
I'm so sorry you are screaming for help, but no one listened to you.
I'm so sorry you are screaming for help, but no one is listening to you.
I'm so sorry you have to pretend that you are strong.
I'm so sorry you have to pretend that you are strong.
I'm so sorry you feel like you're losing your mind.
I'm so sorry you feel like you're losing your mind.
I'm so sorry you feel like you lost your soul.
I'm so sorry you feel like you lost your soul.
I'm so sorry they tortured you and split your soul in tiny pieces.
I'm so sorry they tortured you and split your soul in tiny pieces.
I'm so sorry, only thing you could feel is pain.
I'm so sorry, the only thing you could feel is pain.
I'm so sorry, every cell is feeling and carrying your ancestral pain.
I'm so sorry, every cell is feeling and carrying your ancestral pain.
I'm so sorry, pain is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry, pain is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry your wounds are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry your wounds are stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you digged so much, but you cannot reach the core of your suffering.
I'm so sorry you did so much, but you cannot reach the core of your suffering.
I'm so sorry you do not reach, connect with the core of your suffering now.
I'm so sorry you cannot connect with the core of your suffering now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your higher self to show you trauma that caused you that suffering now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow your higher self to show you the trauma that caused you that suffering now.
Okay, cool. What is it? What's the first thought or picture that came?
Well, there's an unclear picture of just, I don't know.
Never mind, whatever it is. Well, you shape or colors, just say what you saw.
I don't know. Well, just, I don't know, someone like baiting me, but then there's
okay,
a,
just say, yeah, yeah.
There's a, also, a, I don't know if it came from my mind, there's a like being in a public square and being executed.
Okay, yeah, yeah, just say, I'm so sorry you were executed, publicly humiliated.
I'm so sorry you were publicly executed and humiliated.
I'm so sorry you were publicly raped.
I'm so sorry you were publicly raped.
Okay, let's bring that up. Okay, it's for all of us. Those implant of some kind of sexual trauma, like, bring it up from all field, all publicly raped, every time when we were, you know, naked and public and publicly raped, you know, wow. Okay, like, bring it up. Be in your body, please, be in your body and bring it up. Okay, it is okay, it will be clear now. Like, let's super conscious, higher level, okay, all light beings, please, higher self, group higher self, assist with this, please, light. Clear. Uh-huh. Okay, who is holding that? Yeah, it's a female, this periods kind of stuff connected with it, all of that light, like female sexuality, female misogyny, hatred toward women and repressed female energies. Okay, let's bring all imprints from all our fields, light, uh-huh. Okay, when we were trapped and falsely implanted that implant, who put it like that? Wow, how is now?
That was amazing, thank you. I feel calm and peaceful.
And energy is moving. It will probably still be moving like 2 days. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Helene. Okay, thank you for the whole group. It was great. Thanks, Haley. Okay. No, it's not. Elana? Hello, Elana.
Hello,
what's up with you? Hello.
Hi. I would like to work on feeling very powerless with money, and as a child and growing up, I kept on feeling very dependent on my father and then very dependent on a husband and now a partner, and I just for some reason keep on always needing to depend on other people financially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What is the level of intensity when you think about it?
It's definitely a 10.
Okay,
very frustrating.
Focus. Yeah, okay. Where is in your body that frustration?
Feeling it in my heart right now, a lot of heat.
Okay, let's bring it.
Solar plexus too.
Yeah, okay. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you feel frustrated.
I'm so sorry you feel frustrated.
I'm so sorry you gave your power to them.
I'm so sorry you gave your power to them.
I'm so sorry they are ruling your life.
I'm so sorry they are ruling your life.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to claim your power now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to claim your power now.
Okay, we are bringing all your men's from your life and from other times, spaces, dimensions. Okay, we are bringing that dominate patriarchal energies and wow to agreements that you will give your power to dominant patriarchal energy. It can be also in the females, well, you know, when females are too controlling, it's also that energy, this balance of female and male energy. Light. Cleared. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, and all everywhere where you gave your power because of how you thought you are not capable to protect yourself. Uh-huh. Let's bring those manipulations. okay, implants and subconscious programs that make you believe that you're not capable of earning money and taking care of yourself. Show me lifetimes when you actually could not take care of yourself, and because of fear, you couldn't see other possibilities. It was such, okay, let's bring those lifetimes when you felt abandoned. Everyone abandoned you and you felt really powerless. Okay, light, clear, light, suit, okay, light, clear, okay. And where you gave your power in exchange for protection and food, and they abuse, okay, light, okay, clear, okay, let's do all those energies from your field. I'm not good enough. I'm not, oh, poor me. Yeah, and valuable. What is valuable in being less than, in pretending that you're powerless, that you cannot, okay, fear of what? Work. That you have to, yeah, okay, yeah. It's when you struggled for like finding food or whatever to survive, or you had to really, really hard work, torture yourself because of that bread that caused the, it's better to give my power someone else that will take care of me. Okay, light. We all did it, by the way. It's for all of us. Light. Let's bring those lifetime for all of us. And everywhere where we struggled so much, we like a woman's, yeah, couldn't survive, couldn't feed our children because times and this drama programs was running us. Light. Clear, all full of God and deceptions from those dark forces and other manipulation tactics, clear. Yeah, and conclusion, yeah, it's better for me to give my, to be a servant to, or to have a protect, yes, yeah, to be a servant. Everywhere where we exchange our integrity and gave our light to something material and then lost our integrity, light, and couldn't regain it back and being frustrating, angry because of it, light, cleared, light, okay, yeah, and had to shut out our heart, our consciousness, our morality, okay, let's bring those up, clear, okay, light, clear, now, okay, show me implants, okay, I cannot believe, I cannot take care of myself. And everywhere where money was coded to serve the bad, no, to serve anti-life forces, okay, everywhere where money was used to manipulate us and to enslave us, to be some, the vehicle of manipulation, light. Actually, money is good. Wants to support you in your sovereignty and freedom. Light, clear, okay. All those money blueprints and imprints from your consciousness that makes, has our money is evil, money serves evil. Light, I don't want to receive money, whatever reason, because I don't want to be evil. Clear, light, clear, okay. Okay, let's clear that. How do you feel? Just tune into that from the beginning. How do you feel now?
I feel much lighter.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And now just reconnect with your, just say this. I'm so sorry you believed you are not enough.
I'm so sorry you believed you are not enough.
I'm so sorry you forget you're a divine being.
I'm so sorry you forget you're a divine being.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to reconnect with your divinity now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow to reconnect with your divinity now.
Okay. What is that? Okay. Everywhere where you did not allow yourself to breathe with full lungs, you know, to live your life, to do what you really wanted, to go after your needs, you know, to fulfill your needs because you think you don't deserve, you have to take care of others and your needs were unmet and there is lots of frustration because of that. Light. Clear. Okay, light, clear. You deserve to take care of yourself and to fulfill your needs, because, yeah, because that is the right way, okay? And everywhere where you believe that someone else is better than you, when we all compared ourselves, that is energy of comparison, okay? Our neighbor has better fruits, you know, that kind of belief systems. And when you did not look into your heart, you rather looked into your neighbors, your, you know, to and look for approval from outside. Clear. Clear light, clear, okay. Okay, okay. How is now? Yeah.
So, just talking about comparison, I feel a lot in my solar plexus right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's releasing now, you know. The point is to focus on your own heart and to communicate with your higher self, to ask questions and to listen to answers. And how do you know when the sound is from your higher self? Do you know how you recognize it?
Usually you feel it in your gut.
Yeah, and it feels light. It feels right. It feels light. You know? Yeah, you're reconnecting now with that energy. Yeah. It's coming to your gut. Your power is coming to your gut. Okay, let's bring your soul back. Okay, light. Yeah. How is now?
Good.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda. How are you?
Hey, Tana, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. Welcome.
Hi, Tana. Continuing with the comparison, I think throughout my entire...
I'm sorry, Rhonda, but something is breaking up.
In adult life, I've compared and...
Rhonda.
Jealousy and insecurity, and most of it just manifested as... Tana?
I cannot hear Rhonda.
Can you hear me now? You can't hear me?
Yes, but yeah, it's better. Can you please repeat?
Okay. It's just basically that the comparison and competition, jealousy and insecurity manifesting overweight and teeth issues.
Okay. Tune into that. And see what is the level of intensity when you think about it.
It's an 8.
Okay. Just focus in your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you compare yourself with others.
I'm so sorry you compare yourself with others.
I'm so sorry you believe others are better than you.
I'm so sorry you believe others are better than you.
I'm so sorry you're stuck in a drama program.
I'm so sorry you are stuck in a drama program.
I'm so sorry you cannot break free from repetitive thoughts.
I'm so sorry you cannot break free from repetitive thoughts. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now? It's in, the light is pouring through your brain. It's clearing the connection. This connection, okay, look, you know, this automatic pilot program, and show me in all, that is for all of us, in our bodies, that we are infected with that virus of comparison. Show me virus of comparison. Who is talking? Who is comparing? Light. Okay, light. And now bringing up those virus of comparison. And we are ordering our higher self, asking our higher self to delete it, to clear it. Clear. clear. Okay. Unifying left and right brain, unifying, creating unification, unified feel in our brain. Yeah. And soothing that. Okay. And clearing the jaw, fear of not being able to say what you truly need. Okay, just focus on the heart center and say, I'm so sorry you are afraid to say what you truly mean.
I'm so sorry you are afraid to say what you truly mean.
I'm so sorry you are afraid that they will not love you.
I'm so sorry you are afraid that they will not love you.
I'm so sorry you try so hard they to love you.
I'm so sorry you try so hard to get them to love you.
I'm so sorry you forget that the source of your love is in your heart.
I'm so sorry that you forget that the source of your love is in your heart.
I'm so sorry you cannot choose to stop rejecting yourself now.
I'm so sorry that you cannot choose to stop rejecting yourself now.
I'm so sorry you cannot choose to start being compassionate to yourself now.
I'm so sorry that you cannot choose to start being compassionate with yourself now.
I'm so sorry you don't love yourself.
I'm so sorry you don't love yourself.
I'm so sorry you're not kind toward yourself.
I'm so sorry that you are not kind towards yourself.
I'm so sorry you're not gentle toward yourself.
I'm so sorry you are not gentle towards yourself.
I'm so sorry you don't accept yourself fully now.
I'm so sorry that you do not accept yourself fully now.
I'm so sorry you don't clear all walls of separation now.
I'm so sorry that you do not clear all walls of separation now.
Okay, and now we are bringing all walls of separation that ego created, all walls of ego separation that separates us, our soul, our true self from our lower body, upper body, lower body. Now. Clearing the walls, how do you feel?
Feeling better, Tina. Just a little pressure in my solar plexus, but much better.
And tune into that pressure. What is the first thought it fell in your mind when you tune into it?
But there's something wrong with me.
Okay, just focus on that and say, I'm so sorry you believe there is something wrong with you.
I'm so sorry you believe there is something wrong with you.
I'm so sorry that belief is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry that belief is stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you choose to make that belief stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry that you chose to make that belief stronger than your light.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to break free from that belief now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to break free from that belief now.
Okay, how is now?
Better, much better. Clear, yeah. And open. Thank you, Tana.
Yeah. Okay, you're so welcome, Rhonda. Okay, Zdenka. Hello, Zdenka. How are you?
Hello, Tena. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so sorry you have so long call. I would like to ask you for receiving. I feel that I'm still not able to receive properly.
Receiving, okay. Tune, think about receiving. I'm not receiving. When you feel it in your body?
I feel it in my throat.
Okay, focus in your heart center and say, I'm so sorry. You cannot receive.
I'm so sorry you cannot receive.
I'm so sorry you are not aware what stops you from receiving.
I'm so sorry you are not aware what it stops you from receiving.
I'm so sorry that belief is so hidden that you cannot reach it.
I'm so sorry that this belief is so hidden that you cannot reach it.
I'm so sorry you deeply believe that you do not deserve to receive.
I'm so sorry you deeply believe that you don't deserve.
Okay, tune into it. I don't deserve. Where it is?
I don't deserve. It's going up a little bit. It's like in my jaw and yeah, still upper neck.
Okay. I'm so sorry you feel so powerless.
I'm so sorry you feel so powerless.
I'm so sorry you don't deserve because you're poor.
I'm so sorry you don't deserve because you are poor.
I'm so sorry. You subconsciously enjoy being poor.
I'm so sorry you subconsciously enjoy to be poor.
I'm so sorry they are not listening to you because you are poor.
I'm so sorry they don't listen to you because you are poor.
I'm so sorry you believe you don't deserve to be listened because you are poor.
I'm so sorry you believe that you don't deserve to be listened because you are poor.
I'm so sorry you feel sorry for yourself because of being poor.
I'm so sorry you feel sorry for yourself because you are poor.
I'm so sorry you're angry at yourself because you're poor.
I'm so sorry you feel angry to yourself because you are poor.
I'm so sorry you beat yourself because you are poor.
I'm so sorry you beat yourself because you are poor.
I'm so sorry you cannot stop sabotaging yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot stop sabotaging yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot release poor me consciousness now.
I'm so sorry you cannot release poor me from consciousness now.
I'm so sorry there is a value in being poor.
I'm so sorry there is value in being poor.
I'm so sorry you are not aware what is valuable in being poor.
I'm so sorry you're not aware what is valuable in being poor.
Okay, I'm so sorry you don't know what is valuable in stop yourself, in not receiving.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry you are not aware what is valuable in not receiving.
Okay. Okay, what is valuable in not receiving? What fell in your mind?
I wouldn't be left.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you are afraid that if you receive, you wouldn't be loved.
I'm so sorry you are afraid that you wouldn't be loved if you receive.
I'm so sorry you learned that love is pity.
I'm so sorry you learned that love is pity.
I'm so sorry you're afraid that you will not feel pity again if you receive.
I'm so sorry, I am afraid that you will not feel pity again if you receive.
I'm so sorry. You cannot give up of feeling sorry for yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot give up to feel sorry for yourself.
I'm so sorry you will rather feel sorry for yourself than receive.
I'm so sorry you will rather feel sorry for yourself than to receive.
I'm so sorry miracles are not possible for you.
I'm so sorry miracles are not possible for you.
How is now?
Wow, well, lovely. It's like very, very light. It's, I think, almost gone. It will be gone thinner, I'm sure.
Okay. Just checking something. Something is feels like what? Yeah, I'm so sorry you resist letting go of being poor.
I'm so sorry you resist of letting go to be poor.
I'm so sorry you don't order to release all resistance now.
I'm so sorry you didn't order to release all resistance now.
I'm so sorry you don't allow yourself to receive your divinity now.
I'm sorry you don't allow yourself to receive your divinity now.
Okay, and all implants that stops you from receiving your, yeah, that keeps you like this entanglement perpetuated in light, like that. Show me who put light. Clear, light, clear. Oh, it's for all of us. Okay. Yeah, we want to break free, but something stop us and it's so stubborn. And okay, all those negative ego programs that stop us from receiving and from releasing resistance to receive. Clear. Clear, clear, light, clear. Yeah, it's totally stubborn. Okay, show me all stubbornness from all our field. Stubbornness, I will rather be whatever, adult stubbornness. Okay, let's bring all those ego stubbornness. Yeah, I will do anything to protect my field, to protect, you know, to be changed. Okay, light. Light, those agreements that you will protect, that you will never ever connect with the heart and resist until you are alive. Clear. Now we are showing you the compassion. Heart is showing you compassion, and you know you won't cease of existence. You will just merge with heart and be more powerful than you are now. Okay, everywhere where you resist to be compassionate toward yourself, clear. Clear. And to resist to receive compassion. Yeah, because you have to pretend that you're strong. You're so strong. How will you receive compassion or vulnerability when you're okay, light. Clear, light, clear. How is now?
Fantastic, beautiful, Tena. You are magic, really. Thank you very
much. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So let's check who did not, Ibu, okay, Ibu Kuster, we have Ibu, I don't know who is, Michelle, okay, Michelle is unmuted. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Okay.
I would like to work on the energy, it came up earlier, embarrassment, social groups, fear of rejection, and humiliation. Whenever I think about moving outside my comfort zone, I think of all the times I've been embarrassed, and it's been a lot of energy, yeah. Humiliation and embarrassment.
Okay.
Where I'm like, I don't want to try.
Yeah, okay. Just bring that, let's ask your higher self to bring the highest intensity of that energy of embarrassment, and all people, we can all those, let's bring all, just be in your body, yeah, be in your body, and feel it, what is the level of intensity?
It's definitely a 10.
Yeah, okay, let's bring all those. bringing all people that embarrassed you and in front of people from all lifetime specimens realities that you felt embarrassed. Okay, let's bring that up. Be in your body. Don't fly off. Okay, bring all people you were embarrassed. Okay, like. And humiliation and stoned. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bringing all souls. Like. Bringing all. Wow, those agreements that you will humiliate, that you will experience humiliation and carry that trauma and be afraid of stepping up and sharing your gifts to the world because of the humiliation. My God. Clear. Clear. Okay, now. Yeah. For this one, I have to stand. Okay. Let's bring all people from your field, from all our field, all people that were stoning us, humiliating us, saying, shouting, calling us names, swearing us, tearing our clothes apart, embarrassing, humiliating, and all dark forces involved in that. Let's bring that up. Light. Clear, becomes present, okay, and clear all regarding that humiliation, collective humiliation, and decision, vows, oaths, agreements that we cursed our lives, we cursed our powers because we were humiliated for being who we truly are, for sharing our gifts, for standing tall and healing people, bringing the light. Curses, vows, oaths, agreements that we will not share the light, that we will stand in our shell. Clear. Light clear. Okay. Now, all energies of each other that are still stuck in our bodies and interfere with our field, bringing out, releasing all energies of peoples that humiliated us from all lifetimes, spaces, dimensions, this lifetime, realities, in-between lives, astral planes, okay, known planes, unknown planes, timelines, light, clear. And all residual energies of victimizing program is being cleared, released now, light. And trauma, drama that we carry in our DNA, in our records, cellular memory, show me, bring it up, humiliation records and implants of humiliation. All that does not belong to our body, like our consciousness, our subconscious mind, our conscious mind, anything that is artificial, inorganic, and create humiliation implants in our field. Clear. Life. How is now?
I feel good.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Do we have time for one more, or do we have to go? It's okay.
Well,
it's late.
No. Let's just check one quick.
Okay.
Michelle is.
I'm here still.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to share that one quick or what?
Okay. One quick. Yeah. Every time I say I'm going to do something new, so there's an attachment to doing something new, and then I go into victim. Whenever I try to make a new habit, I panic. My body shuts down.
Okay, focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you are afraid of the new.
I'm so sorry you are afraid of the new.
I'm so sorry you're afraid of your freedom.
I'm so sorry. You're afraid of your freedom.
Yeah, and everywhere where we, it's simply psychological reaction of ourselves. You know, when we will rather stay in a familiar pain than step out in something of unknown. Okay, everywhere where we were afraid of unknown, and when everywhere. We reacted. Okay, I'm just quickening that healing, right? It's acceleration stuff. Okay, from all lifetime space events realities, when we were afraid to step out of our comfort zone. So, and those implants that keep us back. Clear, and rewiring the neurological system. How is now?
Good. I'm done.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Hello, people. We are way out of our time. So I will really like to thank you all to co-creating this wonderful call. And I'm wishing you lots of freedom and joy and happiness, and to be who you truly are. You're God, you're sovereign, you are free. You are divine being. We are divine being, and I see you successful, joyful, in beautiful, harmonious relationship, enjoying every second of your life. Thank you.